Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, a biblically Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. You've got your daily 10 minutes with Jesus today, looking at Colossians chapter 1, beginning in verse 13. Paul writes, "The Father rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, things seen and unseen, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and all things hold together in him. He is also the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that in all things he might have the highest rank. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross." This is the word of our God. Paul has just finished talking about the blessings that Jesus has won for us, that we have been qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of the light. And now he takes a step back and he says, do you understand? Do you comprehend? Do we take for granted the words and the works of Jesus Christ? That this God, this Father who is over all and in all and through all, he accomplished these things through his Son. And that this Son has an actual, literal, physical human body. And that this Son has won for us redemption. Look at this. The Father rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. That right now, as a member of the Church of Christ, that you are under the ruling activity of Jesus Christ. And that Jesus Christ now watches out for you, that he rules over you, and that he is, yes, your Savior. And you can also say that he is your Lord, that he is the one whose words guide your life and whose words guard your life. And then Paul goes on with this beautiful pair of paragraphs, verses 15 through 20. And he has a group of three in verse 15 to 17. And then 18 to 20, he has a group of three and a little bit, for a grand total of seven. First of all, verses 15 through 17, three things. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all, over all creation. And not only is he, you know, this Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, that if you want to see the invisible God who cannot be seen, whom no one has ever seen, then just look at Jesus Christ and you've got the image of God himself. When you see Jesus, you see God. That's the first point. He is the firstborn of all, over all creation, that he is the ruler, the leader over all of creation. And why? Verse 16, this is kind of the second point that Paul makes in this paragraph, and he bookends it with the same statements, "For in him all things were created." And then at the end, "All things have been created through him and for him." And he, in between those, he's like, he says, oh, whether you think of it as heaven and earth, or you think of it as things that are seen and unseen, however you slice and dice it, Jesus made it all. Thrones or rulers or dominions and authorities, which we take and understand to be different types of spiritual beings. You know, typically we just classify spiritual beings as either angels or demons. But even among the angels, you might think of seraphim or a seraph is the singular. You might think of a cherub or cherubim are the plural. Or maybe you think of like an archangel. And there are others that we don't know because it doesn't really matter. And also on the demonic side, there are demons there who had previously been angels, whether seraphim or cherubim or whatever they were. But the Bible often uses this concept of thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. These statements that sound like ruling authorities in this world. But really what Paul is talking about here is these spiritual beings that in a sense rule in this world, because he kind of talks about that later and elsewhere as well, talking about Satan as the ruler of the kingdom of the air. That is to say that Satan has some reign and some ruling activity, and he has a little bit of freedom in this world. And we shouldn't be surprised when evil people do evil things in this evil world, because Satan is the one who This is his domain. This is his place. And yet at the same time, this Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, and this Jesus who has made you a member of his kingdom, this Jesus who is firstborn over all creation, he is greater than all of these good and evil beings. He's greater than the angels. He's greater than demons. And the point that Paul makes is you can know that because in him, in Jesus, all of these beings were created. He is the one who is greater, and it is through him that these beings were created. Now, obviously, the demons weren't created to be evil. They were created to be angels, but then they rebelled against God, and they lost their position, that place of holiness and perfection. And now, those angels have no possibility for repentance. They are confirmed in their wickedness, and they cannot repent. They cannot change, because you know, God just held them accountable for their sin and cast them out, right? Whereas when people sinned, God said, I'm going to send my son for you. Got to keep that in mind because that's where he goes next. Then finally, verse 17, this is kind of the third in that group of three in this first paragraph. He is before all things and all things hold together in him. That this is the ongoing work of Jesus Christ. And this image that we have, or this structure that we have in this paragraph, is fascinating. First of all, verse 15, we hear about his nature or his character, and his position, that he is eternally equally God. And second thing, verse 16, we hear about his work at the beginning of time. And then third thing, verse 17, he is before all things and all things hold together in him, his ongoing work now. That Jesus, you know, is the one who makes sure that the chair or the sofa that you happen to be sitting on retains all of its chairliness. You know, that's about the, I know I use that example a lot, but it kind of fits the point that there is nothing in this world, nothing so small that God is not smaller, and nothing so large that God is not larger. And that same statement applies to Jesus Christ himself, who even though he has a human nature, he has not given up his human nature at the same time because he is God. All of the characteristics of God are seen in Jesus. Why? Because, Paul says, he is the image of the invisible God, right? So in verses 18 and following, this next paragraph, he is also the head of the body, the church. Secondly, he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that in all things he might have the highest rank. And thirdly, God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. And then the three plus, which kind of adds us up for seven between these two paragraphs, then through him to reconcile all things to himself by making peace through the blood of his cross. So first of all, we talked about verse 15, Jesus' position over all creation. And now it's parallel in verse 18, Jesus' position over believers, the head of the body, the church. And second thing, verse 16, all things were created in him and through him. And now, verse 18, that Jesus brought about this new creation by being the firstborn from the dead, by rising from the dead, so that in all things he might have the highest rank. Verse 16, you know, if you're looking at your paper Bible there, or just, you know, a regular Bible, whether it's on your phone or electronic, whatever it happens to be, verse 16 talks about Jesus' work and creation at the beginning of time. And now, verse 18, the second half of verse 18, talks about Jesus' work in creating the church, Jesus' work in building his church. And finally, verse 17, he is before all things and all things hold together in him, talking about his godliness. And verse 19 is kind of the parallel to that. God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. That verse 17, we talked about Jesus being before all things and all things hold together in him, talking about what he is actively doing now as God. And verse 19, God was pleased to have all of his fullness dwell in him. That this Jesus Christ is completely eternally God. And what his character, and then his accomplishment. Verse 20, this is kind of, you know, the second half, or, you know, three plus, through him to reconcile all things to himself. He ties this together so very nicely. Reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or in heaven. And that, you know, kind of brings to mind what he just said back in verse 16. You know, maybe it's helpful to be able to jump back and forth if you're looking at this on a page. through him to reconcile all things to himself, things in heaven and on earth, things seen and unseen, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. And that's what Jesus has won. And that's what Jesus has done. He has made peace through the blood of his cross. So you kind of see he ties it all together almost by reflection. Verse 15, he is the image of the invisible God. And yet, this image of the invisible God, verse 20, has blood, and he died. And you cannot avoid the reality that this Jesus Christ has a body, that this Jesus Christ is human, and that this Jesus Christ, who has all power and authority, who has all the characteristics and praise and deserves all the praise as God, at the same time, he has reconciled you to himself on the cross. And Paul's going to make that application here in the next couple of paragraphs. But you could set, you know, these verses, especially verse, you know, 15 through 20, right side by side with what we just read a few weeks ago in Philippians chapter 2, that Jesus Christ, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. Look back at that, and you could look at it side by side with each other and say, wow, you see how everything that Paul talks about and everything that Paul speaks to really focuses on the person and the work of Jesus Christ. That if we have this proper understanding of who Jesus is and what Jesus does and has done and continues to do, then everything else falls in line. But if we don't have this proper understanding of who Jesus is and what Jesus has done, then everything else falls apart. Wonderful. And so as you go about your day, just take a moment to thank God for the redemption that he has brought about by the blood of his own Son, eternal God, shed on the cross for you. You can find us Wednesday evenings and Sunday mornings at 2250 South Holland, Savannah Road, Maumee. If you're not within driving distance of Toledo, I encourage you to check out that link in the show notes, yearbook.wells.net, and you can find a church nearby. And finally, if you have any other questions or suggestions or comments or feedback, get me a text or email me, pastorhagen@icloud.com, also 419-262-8280. God bless your day.